This is Susie Thorpe
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Here now, I've got Cambridge Consultants Head of Digital Health, Jackie Finn. Good morning.
Good morning.
Very nice to have you here. Now, you are Head, as I said, of Digital Health. Tell us a little bit about your job, first of all, before we get into the engaging with the app.
Yeah, well, it's a brilliant job. I'm very lucky to have it. So I tend to work with all of the big pharmaceutical companies and medical device manufacturers who are trying to make us all better. And either deliver a drug using a device or come up with a new engaging digital solution to help us either stay healthy for longer or to get better quicker. And I work with them on everything from making the device usually smart and connected, and then all of the data-driven product that they have to do around it, and helping them design that.
Now, the most important part about the interview for me, that what caught my eye, is the app, engaging with the app. So tell us a little bit about what's been happening with this in your area of the business.
It's really interesting, because since about 2010, when we all started using fitness trackers and activity trackers and our smartphones to monitor stuff about ourselves, so our heart rate and how stressed we are and how much sleep we've had, etc., we've got this huge amount of personal health data. And so pharmaceutical companies have worked out that if you marry that with all of the clinical trials that they do around drugs, you can see which drugs are going to be effective for certain people based on their digital kind of footprint, if you like. And it allows people to be able to prescribe the right drug to the right people first time round, because that's obviously clogging up the healthcare system if we all go for a drug and it doesn't work, and then we have to go and get another drug. So what's happening is people have worked out that if you start engaging with consumers using apps and artificial intelligence, you can start to understand what's wrong with them, because artificial intelligence is simply 1,000 doctors all prescribe all of their heads in one kind of algorithm. So all of that knowledge of 1,000, 10,000 doctors is kind of behind a chatbot. So the NHS is using a chatbot called Babylon Health, and you will talk to that chatbot and tell it what's wrong with you. And then it'll start to ask you questions until it understands, based on all the data behind the chatbot, what could be wrong with you, and then point you in the right direction of a doctor or a clinician or a clinic that's going to help you.
This Babylon box,
Babylon Health, yeah.
Babylon Health, is that actually working at the moment? Is that up and running?
So this it's in a trial on the 111 service at the moment, and has been for the last year.
So let's talk about the data then, because I think people get really scared about data and how much is there. But this data that's collected is good, isn't it? It's good data helping us to help us with our healthcare. That's what we need to get across, don't we? Because we're so scared about having our data out there, but it's not individual data, it's collective data, is that right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's at two levels. So on the one level, there's very much our own individual data, but it's ours, and we have the permission to share it with who we want to. So Apple, for example, when they're collecting lots and lots of data, they allow you to own your own data, but then you have to give permission to a doctor to see it, for example. And it's all about empowering us to look after ourselves with our own data. And then the doctor can marry that data with your specific symptoms, and then look at your own genome, because we're all different. So why would one drug suit all of us? And then you can do what's called precision medicine, which is honing in on each of us as individuals, looking at our digital data, looking at our genomic data, and finding the right drug.
And that is really interesting, because that's going to get us engaging, isn't it? Because when you go to the doctor, and fantastic when you actually get to see a doctor, great, but there is an element of generic treatments. And so that's going to, I think that's going to be the tip of the iceberg, actually, isn't it?
Well, it's the holy grail of digital health. Everybody wants to get to the stage where one size does not fit all, but everybody has their own personalised regime and treatment. But even more than that, we are needing to engage with consumers, you and I, to make us healthy for longer. So we can't really just sustain treating us all when we're ill. We have to make sure that we engage upstream of that, if you like, so that we stay, we educate ourselves about why it isn't really good to keep eating refined sugar all the time, which leads to diabetes, which leads to kidney failure, which leads to cardiovascular. So even though we're living longer, we tend to get these complex illnesses, which tend to be quite costly to treat. Mm. So education, just simple education, will allow us to understand why that's a slippery slope to start down on in the first place.
Jackie, I was going to ask you how we engage with an app and how we persuade ourselves, but actually we're using apps every day. Mm. It's part of our life now, isn't it? The phone, Android,
exactly.
iPhones. I want to ask you then about doctors. How have they sort of been presented with this and their approach to it? What's their reaction to it?
I would say, I don't know off the top of my head the percentages, but a huge amount of doctors these days are using iPads and various tablets in order to access lots of information, but also to access artificial intelligence, which allows them to diagnose and detect diseases earlier. And that's because we've managed to get tons and tons and tons of imaging data from, say, somebody who's a normal, maybe a normal biopsy versus a cancerous biopsy. And you can tell the difference between them. And if you put a million normal and a million cancerous in as training data, and we have all of this information, then the artificial intelligence starts to predict very quickly when the next biopsy comes along and the next scan, and they can help the clinician make that diagnosis a lot earlier.
So that's interesting. It's not only about diagnosis, it's about finding a cure.
Yeah.
And also preventative too. It literally captures everything, doesn't it?
It captures everything. And if you look at, say, the United States in 2015, they spent $3 trillion on healthcare. And 86% of that was on managing hospital admissions and chronic illnesses, and 4% on managing health and well-being, which is a really out-of-kilter statistic. So they've kind of worked out that that's not sustainable, because that's just going to increase and increase the trillions. So why don't we just make people a lot healthier? So there's lots of apps about helping us stay fit and healthy. And behavioural, there was an economist who won the Nobel Prize in 2017 for nudge behaviour, because he's worked out how we think and all of the bad decisions that we make. And because of that, it means that you can trick your own mind using digital interventions, so that you do things like, instead of saying it's going to take me 3 months to lose a stone in weight and that's a hard slog every day, you take tiny little bites of the cherry and you say, in 3 days I'll have done this if I cut out my calories. So you trick the brain into doing the same thing over 3 months, but in small bite-sized chunks. And that's because we understand behavioural economics and things like, it's a big word, hyperbolic discounting and all stuff like this.
Fantastic.
So we're able to nudge behaviour.
I'm really interested. Now, we were talking earlier that you have, part of your job is you go to interesting conferences. Now, you went recently to Las Vegas to the Consumer Electronic Shows, and you learnt quite a lot there, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I learnt that consumers, we are now inextricably linked with doctors and healthcare. There isn't really a divide. So in the section we were in, which was health and well-being, it was all about how do we as consumers monitor and understand why we don't sleep very well, which underpins a lot of stress and illness, and what can we do to be more mindful and to take more breaks during the day. And obviously being happy and healthy stops you being sick. So this divide of understanding our own data using apps feeds into understanding how we can be happy and healthy. So yeah, it was a really interesting show, because all of the pharmaceutical clients that I work with were at the show. Mm. So now there isn't really a divide between consumers and patients. We're all seen as one.
That's interesting. So no divide between consumer, patients, doctors, healthcare in general, which is by engaging with an app, either by phone or digital online. It's all there. Jackie, it's been absolutely fascinating talking to you. I'm
Thank
so
you.
Pleased I could get you in today. It was talking about very interesting stuff, and I'm sure I'd love to get you back as well to talk about further developments in your area
no,
as
I'd
well.
No, I'd love to be here.
Lovely. Thank you very much indeed.